Hi, folks. This is Johnny Western.
Howdy, folks. I'm Rick Huff from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hi there. This is Red Steagall.
Howdy, folks. This is R.W. Hampton, and I'm right here in Fort Worth, Texas.
This is Baxter Black. We are all standing here to congratulate the great Hugh McLennan and his award-winning show for winning the Broadcaster of the Year Award from the Academy of Western Artists in Fort Worth, Texas. Good on you. You.
Congratulations.
Way to go, cowboy.
Building a loyal audience and doing a great job for our advertisers. That's what the Spirit of the West has done and will do for you. I'm Hugh McLennan, and I'd like the opportunity to help you build ratings and revenue with our award-winning hour of entertainment.
And I love your show, Hugh. I think it's a great great show. We spend our Sunday morning tuned into the Spirit of the West.
Oh, Hugh, it's absolutely great to be here on the Spirit of the West. And I have a feeling it's never going to die, Hugh.
Will you let me say that this trip out here, if I didn't meet anybody else, if I hadn't met you, you're the kind of person that's going to make the 21st century one of relevance for everyone. This is an international, this is a worldwide effort. You're a pioneer for the next millennium, and I hope that people will support you in your programs, and you're the next equivalent of Roy Rogers and Gene Autry in a different delivery, but just as important.
Howdy, folks. I'm Rick Huff, host of the Best of the West Review, broadcast weekly from Albuquerque, New Mexico. In my humble opinion, Hugh McLennan's great Spirit of the West program has set the standard for broadcast features, reporting, and entertainment in the Western field, and he's not paying me to say that. You're very lucky to have found it in Canada, the U.S., or on the World Wide Web, and here's a perfect example of what keeps folks tuned in.
They ran for the truck, couldn't find the keys. She ran back in the house, and at that point, Brenna said the flame, just a big explosion of flame just came over the hill.
Of course, you know, Bob Nolan was a huge fellow, and he started climbing up that stage to go to drag Carl out there, and Carl had a prop guitar in his. As Bob was coming up, he took it and busted it over Bob's head.
I was laying there for a while, and then I thought, you know, my truck's there, and all I got to do is walk to it. So then I got up again, and I passed out from that, and I thought, I don't want to do that again. But you get lying there, and you get kind of, it's almost like a cabin fever when you can't move like that.
So he said, are you ready? I said, yes. Up we went. Down we came on a hammerhead. Negative G's like you wouldn't believe. I was thrashed back into my seat, and I hate to tell you what broke in my underclothes.
So he reached in and got him by the nose and just twisted his nose. Boy, I tried to take it off. He says he rips his towel off and jumps out of the chair, and I'm looking into the enraged eyes of some guy I've never seen it before in my life.
It wasn't Billy Wayne.
No.
These spellbinding conversations are blended with a unique mix of music that listeners don't get a chance to hear anywhere else. Great performances by artists who don't always have a major label contract, but boy, do they connect with the audience.
There's a rumble across the valley, so loud it shakes the window panes.
Follow that star riding far into the night.
So you've got to keep on running, 'cause they're after you again.
Silver Spur, keep on running, keep on running like the wind.
I ride along and dream is all I do.
Sit back, drop the reins, my horse knows the way. After a long, hard ride,
a young boy calf's running and frolicking near. His mama balls don't go too far.
We'll send you 52 original shows a year, and we'll give your station prominent exposure on our high traffic website, a link to your site, and a listing in our half page ad in every issue of Canadian Cattleman Magazine. Just give me a call here at the ranch anytime at 250 573 5731.